Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to Sunday's edition of Butcher on Sports. Simply Butcher's here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, on this last Sunday of this particular month here, getting ready for December this weekend. Yes, the countdown, Santa Claus, and Christmas Eve, Christmas, and New Year's, and stuff like that there. Okay, we got that out the way. Let's give you some sports news that you can't get enough of, and then some. Abbreviated version today here, but I think we got some exciting stuff to talk about here. Number three, Michigan is a win away from their second straight Big Ten title and college football playoff appearance after they ripped the shreds of number two Ohio State. They'll not be number two anymore. And their defense just totally just messed up Ohio State and then some. But their offense in the second half, they came out partying there. Michigan showed their big play ambitions there by really taking it to Ohio State. I don't think they expected it at all. Michigan scored touchdowns of 45, 69, 75, and 85 yards on Saturday. As a strategy for Ohio State, just went down the toilet here. Oh, boy. Oh, well. Too bad. Michigan wins. And no Blake Corum. He was injured. They was going to start him. And yes, he did get some playing time. The first series, I do believe, as I caught. And saw no more of the field. He stood on the sidelines cheering on his teammates, and yes, it was well worth it indeed. Michigan will now take on Purdue in the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis at Lucas Field. It's going to be something else here. Michigan cannot overlook Purdue. Purdue will sneak up and hit him upside the head with a crowbar. And we know what happens when you get set upside the head with a crowbar. You don't get out of it here. So Michigan got to be aware, get yourself together, and don't be cocky, but go in there with feistiness and just take care of business. In the meanwhile, in the second half, Michigan State University kind of buckled down, put themselves together with some stops and sustained some drives. But it was a little too late as the Nittany Lions were able to reignite their offense down the stretch, and they come away with a 35-16 victory over the Spartans. Spartans had a very bad year. They conclude their regular season with a 5-7 record. And they lose possession, this is important, of the land-grant trophy. That's between the two teams. Penn State takes it back home, at home. Central Michigan University and Eastern Michigan got together yesterday, and did their thing and did it well there. Eastern Michigan came out the winner 38-19 there, the MAC champions of the state of Michigan. And yes, they have an 8-3 record. I'm talking about Eastern Michigan that is at the slow start in the season. They're going somewhere, and I think it's to the Bahamas, I do believe, but we'll wait and see on this particular who goes where and what and why there. Central Michigan did not have a very good year. However, they're getting some recruits down the road piece, and they promise, their culture at least promise, that they're going to have a better year than ever next season. Yes, wait to next season. Friday and Saturday was, yes, the time that we count down the last of fall season in Michigan high school athletic football. These are the scores of Friday and the championships per se there. On Friday in Division 8, Ottawa Lake Whiteford 26, Jubilee 20. Congratulations to Ottawa Lake. Division 2, Warren D. LaSalle 52, Grand Rapids Forest Hills 13. Division 6, Grand Rapids West Catholic 59, Negaunee 14. And Division 4 game was Grand Rapids South Christian. A lot of Grand Rapids, they're doing the state well. 28, Goodrich Zip there. Congratulations to all the schools, especially on Friday, that Grand Rapids was very much so represented in high school football. They're doing a heck of a job up there in Grand Rapids. Saturday's game, Division 7 was Jackson Loomis Christie, 15. Travis City, St. Francis, 12. Division 1 was Bellevue, 35. Caledonia, 17. Division 5, Gladwin, 10. Frankenmuth, 7. That was a barn burner indeed because those were two undefeated teams. And last but not least, the nightcap was Division 3 game with Detroit Martin Luther King, 56, Muskegon, 27. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, for 2 years in a row, King brings a championship to the city of Detroit. And that is good feeling there. Congratulations to all the participants in football. Rather you started off in divisions or on the districts, I should say, a big mistake I made in the first week of the and the semifinals of that there. But everyone who participated in that, congratulations. And all the athletes who participated in fall sports. We'll go over the winter sports this upcoming Thursday on Butch on Sports. I promise. Let's talk about the Detroit Lions after one game return and in the lineup. Michael Brocker was a healthy scratch for the Detroit Lions. Brocker is one of six inactive players for the Lions in the annual Thanksgiving Day parade, along with a big injury starter, Jeff Okuda, who had a concussion, and Jonah Jackson, concussion, Evan Brown with an ankle, Charles Harris with a groin, and Joe Pasquale with his knee was hurting there, could not play. However, Michael Brocker played 12 snaps and did not receive or record any tackles against the Giants after being inactive for the Lions' previous four games. However, another day was spending and another day was turning on Thanksgiving Day as Buffalo came into town and they were trailing 22-19. And they took out time to care for a long drive that got them inside the red zone. And by golly, Detroit almost had it made in the shade, but a roughing the passer penalty kept the drive alive. Austin Bryant was the culprit on that particular as he spun Allen around on the ground for a good period of time and after a thrown pass was incomplete. However, those officials was in there, and they caught him. Neither did I say more. The Lions got into the Buffalo territory in the final minute, just needing a field goal. When DeAndre Swift's run made a marker an inch short of a first down, the Lions had to go for it for fourth down, a jet sweep with Amani Ra. St. Brown picked up the first down. St. Brown picked up a huge 14-yard gain on the second and 15 to give the Lions a field goal range. Severely throw underpass throw on third and one forced the Lions to try a field goal. And yes, they did make it. Michael Bagley, who missed a 29-yard earlier in the game, had a 51 attempt been back to the left. Was barely good with 23 seconds left. And the game looked like it was going to be headed into overtime. However, Buffalo, yes, the Buffalo Bills, who had a haunting loss in Kansas City once upon a time, I believe last year, drove the team down the field. Game-tying field goal with 13 seconds left in regulations. Simply a win by Buffalo after the game was tied up 25-all. Buffalo hit the field goal and won. in regulation time. And the Lions got their feelings hurt. Got their feelings hurt very bad. That was a game that I would say very bad pass clock management by the coach staff of the Detroit Lions in the game somewhat. They let some valuable time off the clock go away. And the secondary in the last passes of the game, knowing that the Buffalo Bills had Stephon Diggs. And yes, he did get him in the field goal range with two Allen passes. It just didn't make any sense. But again, we watched the Lions explode from having a lead and losing a lead, having to come back to tie up the game, maybe going to overtime, only to lose the game with 23 seconds remaining. Allen, I'm talking about Allen took 23 seconds to get down the field and to kick the winning field goal where no time on the clock was remaining. And, oh, well, 2 seconds. Okay. And that just took care of the Detroit Lions up close and personal. Now, you know, again, you say you're growing, but you got to grow and doing the basics right, and that's not making mistakes. And that's including the coaching staff there and watching the clock, managing the clock, giving those pointers out to those young kids that basically right now, enthusiasm, which is nothing wrong with that, is going to kind of take precedence to thinking and excuse me, as I clear my throat here. Still Thanksgiving turkey. Enthusiasm will take the wane of the day. Nothing wrong with the enthusiasm, but oh well. It happens. It happens to the best of us there. Well. And Michigan basketball, Michigan State played some basketball last night. They defeated Oregon 74-70 in that game. And, of course, we already know what Michigan State did and some other things. Now, as I get to my little role here, I can't get to my role. Here we go. The Pistons are right now playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. At home, finally, after a 5-game road trip, they're playing right now. I do not have a score. Maybe I can look up one for you here. Let's see what I can do on our magic screen to my left of me here. As it comes up, it shows absolutely. The Pistons are leading Cavaliers by a score in the first quarter with 4 minutes to go, 23-12. Hope that makes you happy, boys and girls. It makes me happy. Now, you want to get to some football scores there while I got some time here? Los Angeles Rams are playing the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are leading 13-3. That game is still going on. The Chargers and the Cardinals are going on there at in Arizona. That's 17-14. That's Arizona's leading. Raiders and Seahawks are playing hardball in the third quarter. That's 27-24, the Seahawks. San Francisco's playing 10-0 over the Saints. The Browns come back and win a game there as they beat. Yes, they beat Tampa Bay by a score of 23-17 in overtime. Green Bay and Philadelphia will play tonight. Cincinnati Bengals beat the Tennessee Titans, and that was a good game. I watched that myself, 20-16 in the final. Baltimore Ravens lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Another good game that I had the opportunity to watch, 28-27. Chicago Bears just got beat up by New York with a brand new quarterback from the New York Jets. Allen was the quarterback, as the other Zach Wilson was set down for some stupid little remarks he made after the game last Sunday, and they rewarded him by just dressing your street clothes. We don't even want you to dress up. Jets 31, Bears 10. And Houston. Houston got beaten up by the Miami Dolphins by a final score of 30-15. Now can we move on? Yes, we can. We can move on here. The World Cups in soccer is going on there. And these are final scores there. Canada has officially been eliminated from the 2022 FIFA World Cups following a 4-1 loss to Croatia. Alphonso Davies scored for the Canadians' first ever goal in the World Cup goal in the second minute. And boy, they thought they had something going on. However, Croatia just took over from there and just beat the slop out of them. 4-1 final score. Canadians are out. They'll play one more game in the elimination round just for fun. Hopefully they can show better, but they're out of it there, officially out. Costa Rica won, Japan zip. Spain and Germany tied 1-1. Morocco beat Belgium by a score of 2-1. And, of course, the United States played Tuesday against Iran. United States win, they're in. If they tie or lose, they're out. That's just plain and simple for that one there. Ah, boy, what else do I have to say here? Oh, by the way, Hall of Famer defenseman Boy Osami, who started for the Maple Leafs in over 16 NHL seasons and was a trailblazer for Europeans to make their mark in the National Hockey League there. He died this past last week at the age of 71. He had Lou Gehrig's disease. The Maple Leafs confirmed Salmon's death in a statement on Thursday by President Brendan Shanahan. And Salmon opened the door for a lot of Europeans in the NHL. I had the pleasure and the privilege of watching Boy Salmon way back when I graduated out of Southwestern in 1973, when Salmon came on into town. He was a good egg there. He was very good indeed. And he made defense playing an art in those days where defensemen had to be defensemen and defend their goalies. And Sami was one of the best in the business at it there. He was one of the best. And he was always, and what I felt bad about is, seemed like when he was going for the Norris Trophy. He lost both times to Larry Robinson, who was not a spring chicken at best when it come down to playing defense. Robinson was doggone good there. But he was named to the first team All-Star in 1976-77 and second All-Star for five consecutive years after that. Boy Simon was a trailblazer when it come down again. The Europeans coming over to America to play hockey. He died at 71 years of age last week. Finally, boys and girls, I said I would give you some news, and I'll do that. I will do that. I've been telling you for weeks past, and it's been a while. One of our leaders, old Scott, passed away from us there too soon. Scott Nason. And where we get out the jitters and the mourning and all this other stuff there, we're kind of getting prepared to, what will Scott do? And we know that he will want this show to continue, the game sports show that we did every Monday night from 6 to 8 o'clock, presently on the News Talk 1400 station. In the meanwhile, we don't run management staff at that particular ordeal there, but our president and grand poobah, Dave McKay, said it's time. So we got together, had a conference, myself and him, and we said, hey, look, let's get it going. And December the 12th, we'll be back doing the Game Sports Show. It will always be presented, the Game Sports Show, but we got a little snappy little title there, Dave and Butch and the Game Sports Show, or Dave and Butch and Friends, or Dave and Butch and Chums. But it'll be Dave and Butch presented by the Game Sports Show. And that will start back in business on December the 12th. We're going to go at least one hour. And we do expect other radio stations will get a drift of that and pick us up. If not, Newstalk 1400 or other stations as well in the greater Sault Ste. Marie area via Ontario or in the United States. I'm happy to get back on the airwaves with you guys, and especially in Sault Ste. Marie, where the concept and the format will be the same. We'll do a lot of local news via in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, or Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, United States. We'll also get the hockey and some other special features and some interviews, of course. And, of course, we'll do our national stuff there where yours truly and Dave McKay, the Kager, will get on in there and talk national news and some local news with the professional teams here in Detroit here. We're proud and privileged, again, to serve our audience there, not only in the Sioux in Canada and United States, but in the state of Michigan and although in the country and around the world. We will be podcasting that. That's a definite. And again, we're open and in negotiation with radio station there who probably will pick us up sooner than later there. But in the meanwhile, we'll serve you greatly on Monday. We'll have the Game Sports Show, 1 hour version of it on podcast. Be ready, be square or not, but we're ready to go at it and have fun and do our thing. And we'll keep you abreast and keep reminding you, at least on Butch on Sports, that is, and I'm quite sure on Dave on his end, we'll remind you of the podcast and the countdown days for it to be December 12th. And again, we got several names that we can call it here, but we're quite sure Butch and Dave will be ahead of it, presented by the Game Sports Show. And maybe Butch and Dave and friends, maybe Butch and Dave and chums, who knows? But we're a pleasure and privilege to serve you guys and be back on the air and do some exciting stuff again. And with our crew and staff members of the Game Sports Show, which are many, okay? And we'll have at it and we'll have some fun with it, indeed. I'm happy to be able to say that there. In the meanwhile, boys and girls, well, that's all for me right now for the Sunday edition of Butch on Sports. We'll talk about some winter sports in the state of Michigan on the next edition of Butch on Sports, along with sports news you can't get enough of. Right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers with 27 seconds left. It's caught up to the Pistons. It's 26-20. That game is going on right now in the first quarter. Hey, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oma Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook, or go to the main page of Butch on Sports on Podomatic.com. Just type in, yes, just type it in, SimpleButchToO.podomatic.com. And also go to the GameSportsShow.com. And yes, you now can go get it back at the GameSportsShow.podbean.com, included in that mix of stuff there that you can get all kind of information, the Game Sports Show, the other supporting shows of the Game Sports Show, and then some there. I am done for this evening. Hey, y'all have a happy beginning of the week. And we'll check you out. Hopefully you check me out on Wednesday on Butch on Sports.